Hello, welcome to Pharma Marketing Talk. This is your host, Pharma Guy, also known as John Mack. Today I'm going to be speaking with Duncan Lennox, the CEO and co-founder of QStream, about the use of gaming mechanics and mobile technology to boost pharma sales performance. Hi, Duncan. How are you doing today?
Hi, John. I'm doing great. Thanks very much for having me here today.
Okay, you sound very good, nice quality. So why don't we start by first telling people a little bit about yourself and QStream before we really dive a little bit more deeply into the topic. Just give some general background about yourself, maybe.
Sure. I mean, I guess just a quick little piece on me. I'm actually a software engineer, a computer scientist by training, and I've spent the last 20 years building enterprise solutions for large companies, mostly in the learning and collaboration space. QStream itself is actually a spin-off from Harvard. We came out of the medical school at Harvard in about 2008, based on about a decade of research into neuroscience and psychology of how you create long-term retention and change behaviors. And that led to the development of the QStream platform. QStream is a platform that we sell to large organizations, particularly in the life sciences industry, to help them manage and measure the capabilities of their sales force and equip them to be more effective.
Okay, Duncan, why don't you begin by defining what you mean by gaming mechanics?
Sure. I mean, I think on the gaming side and the game mechanics side, we really look at the notion of how can we leverage things that we know work in terms of games that get people engaged in games and use those techniques to help them be more engaged when they're working with enterprise applications. So these are typically things that people don't think of as being fun, and we try to make them more engaging so people will participate in them.
Okay, well, how does gaming mechanics differ from what some people are calling gamification, which seems to be a buzzword these days, at least in the pharma marketing circles?
Yeah, no, it's a great question, and I think it's a really important one, because I think there is a lot of hype about so-called gamification, and I think it can mean a lot of different things. It's a very broad brush to paint with, and I think it includes everything from people actually having people play games, which could be everything from an actual simulation of an environment all the way up to literally Angry Birds. But what we like to look at is more the underlying psychology and science of game mechanics, which is how do we engage people on an ongoing basis, not just something that's novel or fun the first time they play it, but something that actually keeps them engaged and working with the application. In our case, we have a scientific methodology that underlies what we do. So if we can get people to participate every day or every other day, whatever it might be, for 3 minutes, then we know we can drive better learning outcomes and behavior change. So we need something that's going to keep them coming back every day, not just once or twice. And I think that's a big difference between the broader gamification, where you see a lot of vendors using the term gamification and bolting it onto their marketing, as opposed to what we try to do, which is using science and data, organically integrate game mechanics in a way that works every day, not just the first time.
Okay. I understand that your platform is used extensively to help train sales reps. And you mentioned previously to me that studies have shown that reps, even those with extensive market and product training, will forget up to 79% of new information within days or months.
Right. There's been a lot of different studies that have been conducted over decades now, and they all come out with a similar number. Sometimes it's, you know, 79% plus or minus, but this is the so-called forgetting curve. And really, it's got nothing to do with how smart somebody is or how engaged they are. And it's got very little to do with how good the training experience was. It's almost all connected to how the human brain works. And we now understand this in a lot more detail than we did even 10 years ago. And essentially what it comes down to is the way we typically train people or teach them things is just not aligned with how long-term memories are formed. So essentially, as soon as I tell you something, you immediately begin to forget it. And everybody gets this intuitively, but they're usually surprised by just how much you forget just how quickly. So a metric we often talk about is the one that you use, that 30 days after an event, perhaps 79% of the material is forgotten. And what we tried to do with the work we did at Harvard and now built into QStream is develop a methodology that actually is designed to reinforce long-term memories rather than work against it.
How do game mechanics help solve this problem?
I mean, it works in a couple of ways. I mean, fundamentally, we have this approach that we've clinically proven in over 20, you know, peer-reviewed randomized control trials. So we know the science works. And it's based on the idea of having people take a small amount of material every day or every other day. We structure it in the form of a game that they play. It's a question and answer game, a scenario-oriented game. So I sometimes call it Jeopardy for salespeople. So they spend 3 minutes every day or every other day responding to some scenarios. It might be a selling scenario when they're talking about a drug in a particular scenario. It could be disease state knowledge or product information. And by participating in that, we reinforce what they need to remember. The questions repeat periodically in a variety of ways. But we structure it all as a game to make it fun and engaging. So game mechanics comes in a lot of different ways, big and small. I mean, some of the obvious big ways we do it is that it literally is structured as a game where reps are competing against each other. So you score points by participating. The faster you master material, the more points you score, for example. And usually the reps are competing against each other in either individual competitions or team competitions. It can work in a bunch of different ways. And so that's a big driver of it. There's leaderboards where they can actually see where they rank against their peers. And because salespeople are naturally competitive anyway, that tends to be very engaging for them. But there's a lot of other little things built in along the way. It turns out, for example, getting a couple of questions every day or every other day is quite addictive. People start looking forward to their questions coming, even asking, can they have more questions? So we see engagement rates across all our clients for what is a voluntary activity. QStream is never mandatory for sales reps. We see engagement rates of over 94%, meaning 94% or more of the sales force comes in and answers their questions on days when they have them. And that's just a phenomenal level of participation to get, particularly from a sales force.
This is done all through a mobile app or mobile devices. Is that correct?
That's right. And that's a huge part of what makes it so popular for folks. They can do it when they want, where they want. So we have over 80% of our participation now typically be on a mobile device. So it could be an iPhone or an iPad or an Android phone or tablet. You can, of course, use your laptop or your desktop as well if right now it suits you better to do that. But the phone experience in particular is really easy. It's very smooth. So we used to joke about the fact that we'd say, you know, reps could answer their questions while they were standing in line at Starbucks in the morning waiting on their latte, till we started hearing from a lot of people that that's what they do. So a big part of it is making it very convenient for people to participate at a place and a time and with the device of their choosing. And mobile is clearly leading the way for us in that.
I guess competition and scoring points is a big factor here.
Definitely. I mean, scoring points on its own, you know, is clearly a game mechanic, and that alone is competing against yourself, if you will. How much can you build your score up? Then you introduce leaderboards where you're competing against your peers, and there's quite a lot of sophistication to how we structure it. So if you've got a large sales force in a client, which we usually do, it's usually thousands of reps at an individual pharma company. We split them up into much smaller groups, usually regionally. So instead of competing against 3,000 people, you know, where you might get ranked in position 1,247, which is kind of meaningless, usually you're competing in smaller groups of maybe 40 or 50 people. Typically, that might be region-based, so you're often competing against people you actually know, and that adds more to the competitive aspect as well. So there's a lot of factors that add up to the various game mechanic components.
I suppose you also have reps in one region competing against reps in another region.
Absolutely, we do. We do region against region. We do team competitions, and that can be very effective as well. Part of the power of the platform is that every time an organization runs a Q-stream on a particular topic, and usually they're running many at the same time with different audiences, they can structure the game in different ways. So different games will move at different paces. You might have a product introduction that's coming up in 90 days, so you're moving through the questions fairly quickly, maybe two every day, to get the Salesforce prepped for the product launch. But you might have some other more mundane topics, let's call them, like regulatory compliance topics that have to be renewed annually. And that one you might run one question a week so that it's, you know, not painful for the audience to work through that. So it can work in lots of different ways depending on the motivation and what you're trying to achieve.
Is a Q-stream used typically after the traditional sales training, after the reps have been through, weeks of traditional sales training in order to boost their memory and their performance after the training?
Typically it can. We can actually do it in a number of different ways. So you can actually use it in preparation for getting together for in-person or online training. So you can actually run a Q-stream in a form we call a lightning round, where you go through a bunch of questions relatively quickly, and it helps prep people coming in for the actual face-to-face or classroom training. You can actually then also use Q-stream live during an in-person event. So if we have everybody in a hotel for a couple of days, and we're doing the traditional death by PowerPoint for 8 hours a day, we can break that up by every hour or two, having a couple of live questions to engage people. So it's a little bit like, if you've seen, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, where they do an ask the audience, we could have a couple of questions. And when the instructor is ready, the instructor pushes a button and everybody's phone or iPad buzzes as they get the question live. You give them a couple of minutes to respond to it. And we actually show live charts up on the screen from the projector showing how people answered. And then that can lead to further discussion. And then after the live event, when people go back out into the field, you have the classic reinforcement scenario, which is exactly what we were talking about, where the game will begin with a couple of questions every day or every other day. And although they're questions and answers, they're fairly sophisticated. We typically advocate scenario-based questions. So you're actually drawing on a lot of knowledge and skills, even in one question, in order to be able to correctly answer it. So we've been able to show through studies that we've done that we can do things like skill transfer and so on. It's not just about pure knowledge.
Speaking of skills, I assume that your platform can also be used to improve the selling skills of sales reps, not just help them retain a specific knowledge.
Right. So, for example, right now, one of the areas that we're hearing a lot and working a lot with clients, both in pharma and in other industries, is around selling methodology. So there's a sales methodology that's very hot right now called Challenger from Corporate Executive Board. And a lot of our clients, including pharma clients, are spending millions of dollars putting their reps through Challenger workshops. And again, like any other form of learning, as we've talked about, they're going to start forgetting all these concepts very quickly. So they can use Q-stream then to reinforce those core concepts once the reps are back in the field. So in that case, the scenario might be tied into a particular experience with a clinician. You know, you get to meet a clinician for the first time after trying to get in to see her for months. And she apologizes that she hasn't been able to meet you, but she's actually out coaching her kid's softball team on the weekends and it's taking a lot of her time. How do you respond? And you might just say, well, I totally understand. Let me tell you about some of the latest studies on our drug. Or you might say something like, that's fantastic. I'm actually coaching my kid's soccer team and it does take up a lot of time, but it's very rewarding. How is your kid's team doing? And in a lot of selling methodologies, that would supposedly be the better answer because it's an opportunity to build rapport with a client. So the scenarios themselves force you to draw on a set of skills and knowledge and allow us to then reinforce that, because once you answer, we not only tell you whether you were right or wrong and show you how your peers did, which is also a game mechanic, but then we give you the right answer and why it was right, the explanation. That's the key thing we're trying to reinforce with you. And that could include video clips, audio, and so on. It doesn't have to just be text.
Ah, okay. Interesting. So I assume that the managers have access to data. How do they use that? What kind of data do they have and what can they do with it?
Yeah, that's a big part of what we're trying to do. And we're really trying to help reinvent coaching. When you look at the data that's out there, a classic problem that you see is that often what happens is the best reps get promoted to be the sales managers. But being a sales manager is a completely different job to being a rep. And they're often not well equipped to handle that, particularly around mentoring and coaching. They know how they did it and how they were successful, but it's another thing to actually work with the team, figure out where their strengths and weaknesses are and how to help them. So we try to leverage the data to do that. So when reps participate in QStream, we gather a lot of data about their participation, obviously their responses to the questions, but a lot of other things as well. And from our research, we know that there's patterns that we can spot and identify. So we built an analytics engine into QStream that takes all of that data and sifts it down. We don't want to just present reports back to managers. They already are drowning in reports that they don't know how to do anything with. So we try to come back with very specific actions they can take. So they get access to what we call a sales manager dashboard, and it's really got some very simple components to it. Across the top, it's got three lights. And they're either red, yellow, or green. And if the lights are green, it means everything is fine and you should stop reading and go and do something else. But if they're yellow or red, we're going to tell you why. And it could be a proficiency area problem. It could be an engagement problem. But in particular, we'll come in and give that sales manager three specific actions they can take right now to help improve their team overall. We call them coaching opportunities. So it might come in and say, you know, Duncan is really struggling when it comes to positioning this drug against competitors. Would you like to start a coaching dialogue about that now? And provide the template then for the manager to begin a discussion with that rep and help them improve. So QStream is already adapting to that individual rep anyway and helping them focus in on areas of weakness. And then with the coaching opportunities, the manager can come in and act as a mentor on top of that and really help drive improvement for that individual and obviously therefore their team overall.
Have you been able to show how this platform and this methodology improves sales performance? Any kind of measurements that you can discuss with us?
Yeah, we've been able to show a number of things in a number of different problem areas. So firstly, the most fundamental thing is we can show that we can substantially improve the skills and knowledge the rep has in their head. So we started talking earlier about the idea of people forgetting perhaps as much as 79% after 30 days. Well, if you looked at the same, a different group with the same scenario and they were using QStream for reinforcement, on day 30, we've been able to prove they would remember four times as much as without QStream. So that's a substantial different level of skills and knowledge. And all these organizations, as you know well, spend a lot of money on training, presumably because they think these reps need to know these things. So that can have a very dramatic improvement. Then you can relate it through to actual business performance metrics as well. I mean, for example, one of the classic areas we'll work with the client on is onboarding new reps. And that might be new hires into the organization. Or another very common one we see with all the M&A activity in the pharma industry is that a client has acquired an entire new sales force and needs to get that sales force up to speed on their product portfolio as fast as possible. Because the faster we can get them up to speed and effective, the faster they can be out in the field, ultimately helping drive revenue. So, for example, we worked with a really large pharmaceutical company last year when they acquired a division of another pharma company. And overnight, they had about an additional 2,500 people join their sales force. And because they were already using QStream, they actually structured it in a controlled way. So they took 500 of those folks and had them just do all the new onboarding transitioning material in the standard way they've always done it. But the bulk of them, the other 2,000, also got the QStream reinforcement then as well. And they measured them, and then they measured them again 6 weeks later. And what they found is that the control group, the 500 folks, their knowledge levels had dropped to barely above 50%. And then the 2,000 folks who had had the QStream mobile reinforcement, their knowledge levels were on average about 85%. So a substantial difference in what the QStream group knew and was able to apply in the field versus what the control group without QStream was remembering 6 weeks later.
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned this kind of a control study. Because I was thinking, well, pharma companies they focus on the bottom line and return on investment in terms of sales. Was there any kind of study done that had a control group showing perhaps that this gaming technology actually helped improve sales of the group that had the gaming technology boost or versus the ones who didn't?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've shown that in multiple clients, not only in the pharma industry, but also in the medical device industry, financial services, and technology, which are all areas that we work. And we've been able to show it in a number of different ways. Sometimes it's a cost saving. So, for example, with the onboarding, getting people up to speed and out into the field faster might initially be a cost saving, that you're getting them out there cheaper or faster. But then there's the follow-on that because they're up to speed and selling faster, they're delivering revenue faster than is typical. So if when we improve the ramp time, so getting a rep out into the field fully ready to sell, we've been able to show that we can do that, for example, typically a full 2 months earlier than is normal. That's 2 months of extra selling. And depending on the revenue model that the particular client uses, that translates into typically hundreds of thousands of dollars per rep, multiplied up by the number of new reps they're bringing on board every year. And in the size of organizations we work with, that translates into tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars pretty quickly.
Okay, I guess we can't argue with that. But thanks for giving us this overview. But now I want to ask you to make sure you, if you want to, be able to tell people how they can contact you. And if you have anything in closing that you would like to say that we haven't covered.
Sure. Well, I think we've covered a lot of the basics of QStream and I think how we leverage game mechanics and data in particular. I think it's an exciting time right now in sales, to be honest, because we're starting to be able to take a more scientific and data-driven approach to sales, and we're able to combine that with mobile, with big data. It's letting us do things we've never been able to do before. So it's an exciting time to actually drive better performance and capability in a sales force. And we're finding that the sales reps are really enjoying the process as well, which is even better. And that's often not the case when it comes to sales training, as you know. I think we'd love to show what we do to anybody that might be interested. The easiest way to do that is go to our website at qstream.com. And you can watch a short video on how QStream works. You can sign up and try out a QStream for yourself so you can see what it actually feels like to participate. And of course, we have lots of folks here who are delighted to get on the phone and do a demo of the product and let the organization try it out. We believe in putting our product in front of people. We know it works and they love it. So we love to just get it in front of people as fast as possible and let them see for themselves.
Cool. So maybe I'll try that myself. Duncan, thanks very much for being a guest and spending a little time discussing QStream and its mobile sales performance platform. I'd be interested in learning some more of the details by visiting your website. So thanks for being a guest.
Thanks a lot, John. It was a pleasure.
Okay, this is Pharma Guy saying goodbye for now. Thanks for listening, and until the next time. Bye, everybody.